Yeah, we've got Luke Valvona in with us today.
Hello, how are we doing?
Yeah, good buddy. I'm looking forward to this because of we've got a bit of history. You used to work together back in the balcony days.
Oh, back in back in those heady days.
Yeah, yeah. The lapse of honour and everything else that used to go on in that place.
Uh-huh.
Some really good memories, actually. And it's nice to sit down with you again, mate. It's been a little while now. So, yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now, then. So, Baron Fortitude.
Yeah. That is my... That's my stage name.
That's your alter ego.
Alter ego character that I perform. Yeah, I did the Ventnor Fringe a couple of weeks back.
Nice. I tell you what, we've talked about that a few times actually on the show, and it looks like I didn't get a chance to visit this year, but I'm going to make an effort to next year. It looks fabulous. It looks really good fun.
Yeah, it was well worth it. I'd say.
Okay. What was your highlight of Fringe?
Well, I had two really, but they were both both shows that I was doing. So, I have one because I teach comedy. I teach improv and stand up comedy at the Isle of Wight School of Comedy. You can find it on Facebook.
Nice.
And so we did a showcase at the Ventnor Fringe. That was really nice to see. Some of my. Proteges, that's what I call them. Some of my students.
You said proteges, not minions.
Yes.
Yeah.
having a couple of them had their first go at doing stand up and absolutely stormed it.
Oh, that must have been pretty cool to watch them. It's like bringing up your kids, isn't it?
Kind of.
No, actually, Dave, it's nothing like that, mate. Shut up. Fair play. So, yeah, you just touched on the Isle of Wight School of Comedy stuff you did.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that and, how you can get involved and, where they can come to find out more about it.
Well, so if you go to Isle of Wight School of Comedy on Facebook, you can find that there. We have stand-up classes every Tuesday at 7 o'clock at FUBAR in Ryde. That's the one that used to be Bar 74 or... what was it called before?
Bobars.
Yes.
Yeah. A little bit of what was this building, eh? There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You've just done that part.
Yeah, that's the one everyone seems to remember it as.
But it's
now called FUBAR. And, bottom of Union Street. And, so I do my stand-up classes every Tuesday at 7 o'clock there. And I also do improvised comedy classes every Saturday at 11 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Well, I might have to come and check one of them out, mate.
Yeah.
You might be able to make me funny. I always say, it's like, I'm not funny. This is why I do what I do now. And you can tell I haven't made anyone laugh with that comment at all. So, but, yeah, okay, cool. So, Baron Fortitude, then.
Yes.
So, you were playing down at Ventnor Fringe.
Yeah.
And I believe, obviously, we'll touch on your Ballyrags nights as well. But tell us a little bit, Baron Fortitude.
Baron Fortitude, Victorian rapper.
I love it.
This is my I won an award recently actually at Chichester Fringe. Chichester. It's a difficult pronunciation, isn't it?
Chichester Fringe.
I should have to work it into my rap somehow. Chichester Fringe New Act of the Year, 2024. That's me.
That's you. This is this guy.
Yes.
Cool.
Baron Fortitude. I sort of take maybe take some old jazz tunes or whatever and add a beat to it, get a sample in there.
Make it your own.
Yeah.
Nice.
Produce all the music and then start rapping about tea or something like that over the top of it.
Well, I spotted that actually because we've got one of your songs coming up next and it's called The Correct Way to Make a Cup of Tea.
That is correct.
So I must admit, I have this. One of my friends, I had this argument very recently with him, and I said, "You're making it wrong. You're putting the milk in first." And he went, "No, that's your opinion, Dave. You're allowed to have your own opinion, but that is not. You are wrong. You can make it however you want." And I'm like, "I have to put it in afterwards. You brew the tea, put the milk in on top, just a little dash, but." Is that how you make a cup of tea?
Are you about to start a...
yeah. We'll end up spending the rest of the interview having a debate.
Yes. But a letter-writing campaign into Vectis Radio.
Yeah.
No, you've got it all wrong.
Yeah, well it gets attention, doesn't it?
so basically, obviously I've done the Victorian method, the correct way to make a cup of tea, but essentially if you have, if you've made it in the teacup, if you've just poured hot water onto a tea bag,
yeah,
in your cup, then the milk goes in afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you do agree with that. Hey.
But if you do that, you've already done it wrong.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Well, essentially, like, the tea has to steep in hot water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've done it in your cup, then you can't put the milk in first because the water won't be hot enough.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, mate, I'm glad we're on a wavelength. But,
realistically, to make the perfect cup of tea...
Put it in a teapot.
In teapot, yes.
Yeah, okay. Fair play, mate.
And then the milk goes in the cup first, and then the hot tea from the teapot goes in on top of the milk.
Nice. Well, we get to hear it all in the song. We much rather hear the song now. Yeah, we've just explained all the song. So, brilliant. No, that's cool. So we've also got Ballyrags.
Ballyrags,
it's a night that you do... Every third Thursday of the month.
Bar. Yes, and the next one is tomorrow night.
Oh, crikey. Yes. Okay, so literally we're on the doorstep of it.
Yeah.
So who have you got featuring there tomorrow night?
So tomorrow night we've got our headliner is Bobby Mair, a Canadian comedian who has been all over television.
Yeah, never mind the Buzzcocks. Never mind the Buzzcocks. 8 out of 10 cats.
Yeah. He's been on Channel 4, BBC 3, ITV2, Comedy Central, everything.
And all the rest.
All the rest, yes. Cool. So this is not to be missed.
You've been told, yes. Not to be missed.
Ballyrags, tomorrow night. Come get your tickets. You can get them at ballyrags.com. Also supporting, we have myself, of course, Baron Fortitude.
I'd hope so.
We have Elliot Milner, who has just recently won the Hampshire Comedian of the Year.
Oh, cool.
So he's going to be opening up for us. It's going to be great. And we've got Shannon Something, who beat the gong at the King Gong.
I thought you forgot her surname then, but no. And I realised that is actually her working name. That's cool.
Yeah. And we have our very own island comedian, Alex Toy, who is one of my students, one of my proteges.
Another proud moment.
He's been doing some great stuff. I had him come with me when I did the Brighton Fringe earlier in the year.
Okay.
And
there's fringes everywhere, isn't there?
Oh yes. Yeah. I mean, at the moment,
I thought fringes were out of fashion, but you know, it must be back in again.
For the benefit of the listeners,
again, I'm not funny.
David is miming a haircut.
Yeah. Thanks for that. I appreciate that. I like this. This is good work.
Yeah, yeah. Right at the moment, of course, it's the Edinburgh Fringe, which is the biggest comedy event of the year.
Yeah.
So you know, you're unlikely to find many other great comedy events on at the moment at all, apart from Ballyrags tomorrow night.
Pitch it, man.
7 p.m.
Get yourself down there. So yeah, 7 p.m. on the doors. Show starts at 7:30. So you can get £12 for tickets, but £15 on the door. So yes. Get them in advance.
Also, we have group discounts. If you're able to get four people together, you can have tickets. Four tickets for £40.
So you just need to find three friends.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I think I've got three friends. Well, I'll work that one out. So upcoming shows you've got as well. I see you've got September the 19th. You've got Jared Christmas coming down.
Yes, Jared Christmas is coming down in September. That's going to be a good one. Along with Wilson Milton, who is...
So I was just showing Ross who Jared Christmas was.
Yeah.
You've not heard of Jared Christmas?
No.
Oh, he's a funny guy. I just remember he looks like Elvis.
Yeah, he's a Kiwi.
He's a Kiwi.
Yes, apparently. New Zealand comedian. And then in October, we've got Angelos Epithemiou.
I'm glad you said that, because even though I know him and he's funny, I can never pronounce his surname.
Yeah, so. Who's best known for Shooting Stars. He featured heavily on that show. And he also had his own show on Channel 4 for a while.
He did, yeah.
Angelos Epithemiou show. And then in November, we've got Robert White, who came second on Britain's Got Talent. He plays keyboard and he improvises songs, so that one's going to be quite good. And I can reveal now, breaking news.
Is this do you need a drum roll?
Perhaps. I've just booked some more comedians for next year.
Okay.
Let me see if I can do this off the top of my head.
About your name now? Drop.
We've got Jeff Norcott, who's done Live at the Apollo, coming in January. And we've got Craig Campbell. I can't remember now. I think he's also done Life of the Apollo in March. And Robin Ince in May, I think.
Oh, okay, cool. Yes.
So much more to come. Big names if you know your comedy. Yes, Robin Ince of the Infinite Monkey Cage with Professor Brian Cox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he provides the comic relief in that show.
Things can only get better, mate.
Yes.
That's a D-ream drop, just if you knew that. No, again, not funny. Okay, yeah. Moving on. I need some lessons off you, buddy. That's what it is.
So, well, come along.
Mate, yeah. I think, do you know what? Genuinely, I might come along and check it out, actually. It sounds like a good laugh. So, Crikey, well, you seems like you've got a lot going on. So, with Baron yes. Fortitude, the Ballyrag stuff.
Oh, yeah, I should I should plug Baron Fortitude will be appearing at the Garlic Festival coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we just spoke about the Garlic Festival, yeah, actually. Yeah. So.
And also the Steampunk Festival and the Isle of Wight Ukulele Festival.
Where's this? I need to know about the ukulele festival.
I don't have all the details to hand, I'm afraid, but I'll just get the name out there.
Well, send it to us, we'll plug it for you.
Yeah,
no problem at all. So yeah, you've got plenty going on then, Crikey. No, it's really good to see, and it's nice obviously that there's different things being put on the circuit on the island as well, because everyone knows about Nights Out and DJs and things like that, but to be doing something different, like offering comedy nights on the island, I think it's fantastic. I think it's really good, and the more that you guys go out and embrace it and support events like this, means more likely we can do them again. And I'm not taking credit for your night, by the way. It's Luke's night, but yeah, it would by supporting these events, we get to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, we're really grateful to everyone who's been supporting us so far.
Yeah,
and you know, the more people that come, the you know, the bigger the acts we can provide.
Yeah, yeah. I look forward to it. I tell you, I love my comedy. I think one of my favourites is Lee Evans, I must admit. I've been to see him quite a few times. But again, I like a lot of my American comedy. Go back to the Richard Pryor days, Eddie Murphy. Can't repeat any of their jokes on the radio this time of the day. But I love that kind of stuff. Ross, who's your favourite comedian of all time?
Don't know.
You don't know.
Don't know.
Who makes you laugh?
Who makes me laugh? No, I don't know.
Nobody makes.
Only Frank Spencer, I suppose.
Frank Spencer, yeah. Some mothers do have them.
Yeah,
I must admit, they used to make me laugh as a kid an awful lot, actually.
Yeah.
It was almost a bit like Mr. Bean, wasn't it? It was very theatrical.
That's another one I like Mr. Bean too.
Oh, okay. Is that because he says nothing?
Yeah, he's so funny.
No, brilliant. Well, no, thank you for coming in, Luke. And it would be lovely to have you back again and talk more. And I hope to pop down and check out what your comedy classes are like.
Yeah.
So just one last reminder that we've got the Ballyrags Comedy Club night tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Foo Bar and Ride. And following, it's every third Thursday of the month.
Yeah. Get your tickets at ballyrags.com.
Yeah, that's it. And they're cheaper in advance, so make sure you do it.
Yes,
so
yes, tickets on the door for £15. Did we mention that?
Yeah, just a few times. Just a few times. So I think they've got the message. There will be someone going, how much? But yeah, no, fantastic to have you down here, Luke. It's been a really good chat. And I wish you all the best with the future events. And I hope to hear more in the future.